Hello, welcome to Triangulating Energy. This is the closed system instructor level training. And I'm going to tell you right now that this triangulating energy is a key concept of this advanced closed system. I can tell you right now, we've charged thousands of dollars to teach people this exact technique. Now, the reason being is it's extremely powerful. And again, this is one of the techniques that you're just not going to find in other Qigong systems. Not the way we teach it anyway. I'm going to give you specific ways in which we're going to do what we're talking about here. A lot of the concepts you've heard before, there's no question about it. But now I'm going to take it and I'm going to hone it down so that you have a very precise system, a very precise methodology in order to do that. Now, let's talk a little bit about triangulating energy. For when two or three come together in my name, there am I with them. That's from the Bible, Matthew 18:20. And again, I'm not trying to get religious with you or anything like that, but just want to point out that it's been written. This is the concept of having three or more individuals that use their chi energy for a common cause. It's most used for manipulation or healing purposes. And the triangulation theory, now, just to give you an idea, this triangulation process can work with a minimum of three, and it can go up from there. You can do it with two, but three is the ideal to get started with. Obviously, the more over three, the better off it is. And you notice the quote that says, "For where two or three come together in my name, there am I with them." And you've heard about that. You've heard of people getting together and having prayer groups and so on and so forth. And what that means is, now, the difference between another group getting together and having a vigil or a prayer group or some type of group, building their energy or putting their energy together, is they don't really have that much energy. And they're not doing anything physically specifically that's going to send the energy out in a very specific way. Precise way. And you see, that's the difference of what we're doing. You could get 20 people in a room and they can be praying. And of course, there's going to be an energy going out. But if you got 20 chi students in the room, 20 chi practitioners, and you started getting them to formulate that explosion of energy out, you're going to get far better results than somebody that just doesn't know what they're doing. It's a very, very high level technique. It's the type of thing that works. It works almost so good that you'll be amazed once you get going with it. It's all about exponential power generation. With the triangulation of the energy, you have more power output with the group than that of any one individual in that group. So, for example, I'd use it for our business all the time. I triangulate with people and we get orders in all of the time because we get three people at least to triangulate on a specific purpose. And we basically do the same thing for each other. If somebody wants a car or whatever, I'll get into that in just a few minutes. But what it is that if you take your energy and you take your chi stick and you get into your meditation, you get pumped up and you've got your chi flowing very well and you've got euphoric and blissful energy and you're using all the elements we've talked about so far, you're going to be able to create change. You're going to be able to send that wave of energy out there and get results. There's no question about it. Now, when you add another person, two people, that number of effectiveness, of power, goes up twofold, right? And probably with chi practitioners, it goes probably up even more so than that. But now when you add a third person in, you triangulate the power, it becomes an exponential power generation. I don't know what that number is because it's exponential. I just know that it gives you a lot more power than if it's just one person or two people just by adding that third person in. And it has to do, obviously, with the power of the triangle. For those of you that don't know, a triangle is one of the most powerful and strongest geometric designs ever been put in place because of its structure. Obviously, look at the pyramids. They're essentially a triangle. And so now we're going to talk about it from the triangulation concept, which is actually getting at least three people together. But then we're also going to talk about doing it in a chi circle as well, which obviously corresponds very well to our training, which is circular chi, and sending the energy out that way. So let's get started. How to use triangulating energy. You can use it for manipulation. You can use it for business growth, for a job, for a car, for a home. The list is endless for what you would want to use it for. And when I say manipulation, I'm not saying that from a negative standpoint. And a lot of times when we say, you know, chi manipulation or manipulation, a lot of times people look at that as a negative because of the word manipulation. But when we say manipulation, we are using our energy to manipulate an outcome. However, anytime we manipulate an outcome, it's a win-win situation. It's a win-win process. So if we're going for business growth, it means that we're helping someone in the process. We're giving a value for a value. If we're going for a job, we're going to do the very best job that we could do, and we're going to make the most amount of money because we're delivering the most amount of value. If we're going to get a car, we're getting a car at the best price, and the person that's selling us the car is getting the money for the car, and so it's, again, a win-win. Same thing with the home, and the same thing with anything that you use it for. And I remember when I first started doing this training, it was probably a couple years in that I started doing this triangulating activity with myself, instructor, and some other students. Actually, it was one other student. And we used to use it for all of us, different things that we wanted to accomplish, business goals, gaining more business. And it worked extremely well. It's a very, very potent force. And there's a lot of things you have to do right. There's a lot of things you could do wrong in the triangulation process. And I'm going to do my best to give you an idea of what those things are so you can get it to work for you. You could do it for healing. And I've seen this happen so many times that it works beautifully, where you get a lot of people together. Now, again, like I said, is that when you've got somebody that is sick and you're looking to heal them and you bring people together and you're looking to concentrate on them, there's some very specific things you want to do in order to make sure that the energy is going out to heal. Now, even though somebody may not be as good at the energy, at the chi, as you are, you can still help them to create a powerful energy by giving them powerful visualizations. For example, if I were teaching somebody how to heal, I would accentuate the positives in the sense that I would have them fix their mind on one single thing, which is the person that's sick being totally healthy and running and doing everything that they always do, and let them keep their mind focused on that one concept only. I wouldn't give them the concept of actually doing the healing. I would give them the concept of keeping in their mind that that person is in phenomenal health and phenomenal shape. You understand the concept there is that I wouldn't put a novice where a professional should be. You could also use the triangulating to send energy to someone to chi them up. And chi them up would be to just, you know, vibrate them up with energy so that they could use it for their job, or they could use it for, whatever the case might be. Again, it's infusing someone with energy. And if it was myself and two other people, we could set it up where we could infuse somebody with so much energy that they would really be vibrant. Now, when you get into, if you've ever heard of, obviously I've spoken about it in the past, are these training camps where somebody will get together and they will do certain manipulations. And in a training camp environment, you get a couple things. You get, number one, you get a situation where you are able to work with several people without distractions. You don't have social distractions. You're not dealing with a family. You are in a secluded location. You are in a seclusion. You are not given access to the outside world per se. It's almost like being in a cult. That's probably the best way that I could describe it, because you are being indoctrinated. On the good side is you're learning some extraordinary techniques. And what somebody could do in this triangulation process, where let's say you were trying to manipulate an object and you were trying to move an object and your energy was strong, but maybe not strong enough. Maybe your belief was good, but it was just not good enough. Well, what you would do is you would get two guys or girls or people that were more experienced than you, that had more energy than you, and they would triangulate through you to the object to get you to move the object. And the reason you would do that is to build confidence, to build up the belief factor, And there's, you know, many reasons that you could do that. But let's talk about setting up a base triangle. And let's take a look at this. You've got a leader point person, and you've got a triangle, two triangulation partners. The leader point person establishes the target of the triangulation. The partners use their chi to add to the points of energy. So in the example that I just used was, let's say this lead person here is looking to move an object. What you're going to do is these two individuals are actually the triangulation partners. They're using their energy to go forward to combine with this person's energy to hit the target. So as you can see, you're getting this energy boost for the target. Now, I use that example of moving an object, and essentially you're going to get so much more exponential power by doing it that way than if you're doing it by yourself. Now, this takes into account chi practitioners. And that's why this is instructor training, because we're not only teaching you concepts that you can utilize for yourself, we're teaching you concepts that as you start to take on some students, and it could only be three students or four students, you don't have to have hundreds of students, that's not necessary, but you want to teach these concepts and pass them on. This triangulation theory, this triangulation process is something that you're going to want to get really good at doing. And once somebody gets good at it, you're going to start implementing it. Now, the reason why we didn't really bring this up, and we have actually talked about it in the past, not exactly in the focus that I'm going to give to you today, but the fact of the matter is, this can be abused. As you can imagine, using this type of power, you could manipulate people in the wrong way. And that's why we saved this till the very last set of training modules to make sure that everyone that's in our instructor certification, we kind of know who they are. They've been through a couple years already. And so we have somewhat a little bit of trust with them. We may not know everyone, but the fact of the matter is we have a pretty good sense of who that individual is. And so when you're setting up this triangulation, as you can see, you're going to have a target. I'm going to show you exactly how you do this, but I wanted to give you a visual of kind of what it looks like. So the leader point person is the person that has the target. And using another example, let's say the leader point person wanted a new car. And let's say the new car was in the paper and it's being sold for $5,000, and the lead person or that has the target of the car only wants to pay $4,000 for it. And he knows that that's what it's worth, $4,000. Well, they're going to send their energy out. The target is the car and the person that owns the car, and the target would be to influence that person that $4,000 is a fair price, and that, you know, take advantage of it now, let's do it. And the triangulation partners would do the same thing, send their chi out for that end, is to make sure that car is purchased at $4,000. Now, it may come out that you get the car at $4,200 or $4,300. The fact of the matter is you're using a triangulation process, you're using your chi to manipulate an outcome. And I'm going to tell you exactly how we do that. Before I do that, though, let me talk about setting up a chi circle. So in this case, you've got a lead or a point person, and then you've got your partners around the circle. This is probably more appropriate to what we do in circular qigong. However, I wanted to explain the concept of the triangulation because I want you to know that you can do it with as little as three people. With a chi circle, you certainly could do it with multiple people. So, for example, if I was setting up a triangulation with three people, then I would have that concept of the triangle in my mind. If I was setting up with more than three people, obviously here's four, it's actually five, is I'm going to go to a chi circle. Now, these people could be physically in the room, or they could be thousands of miles away from each other. That's the one thing that you need to understand, is that this is not something that needs to be done in a physical location. I could be here in New Jersey, somebody could be in California, somebody could be in Germany, another person could be in South America, and we could triangulate and circulate this chi. But obviously there's some specific ways that we're going to do this to ensure that we're going to get excellent results. Now, when I say a triangulation theory, I say a theory because when you're doing techniques like this, it's kind of like along the psychic lines. Like, how do you know if it's 100% effective? How do you know if it actually worked? And there's ways you can test it, but in the beginning, you have to go on somewhat on faith and belief that you're sending this energy out and it's working. And you know when you send the energy out that it is influencing. The concept is getting all the team players on the same page, on the same concept as far as what that target is and going after that target. But I wanted to give you kind of two interpretations of the triangle and also of the circle. Let's setting up the triangulation, how we're going to set that up is number one, we're going to specify the target name, photo, location, and any challenges on the target. So going back to the example of getting the car for $4,000, it might not be possible to have the person's photograph, but there's a good chance that we know that person's name. We may not even know a last name. We just may know, hey, it's Al in Hamilton, New Jersey, or whatever. And in that case, that's fine because your chi can still target based on that. But here's the deal is that we're also going to talk about the location. The location is very important too because your subconscious mind can hone in on a location. Now, you can get very specific. Obviously, with the way the internet is today, you could actually go look up a location like I do all the time. Like, for instance, if somebody calls me and they're a client, whether they're in the United States or in another country, and they say I live, you know, such and such a place, I always Google map it. I just kind of get an idea where that person is. So when I'm talking on the phone, I can almost feel my energy going to that location outside of being blind. Whereas if they just called me on the phone and they said they live in Tacoma, Washington, and I don't really know exactly where that is, I have a sense of where it is in the country. I can feel the energy. But if I actually look at a map and get a really good understanding, is that I don't have to pinpoint down to the house, that I can pinpoint and I know where that person is. And then the other thing is any challenges on the target. So the challenge on that car situation would have been that a person wants $5,000 and we want to get $4,000 for it. So again, you've got all of these elements inside of the target so that you understand what you're doing. If we were doing, let's say, a physical representation, so if we were all in the same area and we were looking to move an object, let's say, or do some kind of manipulation like that, or move a person for that matter, we have that target right in front of us. We know where the location is. Now, the challenges on the target could be that the person that is the point person, the person that's leading us here, maybe they have a lack of belief. So we have to build up our belief, build up their belief by using our chi to do that. So you know, hopefully I'm not confusing you, but this is how we get it set up. It's very precise on how it's done. Now, you also want to specify a time to triangulate. And what I mean by that is this is obviously when you're at a remote distance. And that is, in the situation of the car, let's say we've got people that are in New Jersey, California, Germany, and South America, we're going to specify a time to triangulate. There are better times to triangulate than not to. You also want to have partners that you can rely on. I would not triangulate with anyone that I didn't have a really good feeling about, that I didn't trust, and somebody that I felt had a high level of energy. If it was somebody that was not meeting those parameters, I wouldn't do it with them, okay? The best times are 12 a.m. and 12 p.m. There's something about that they call it the witching hour for a reason, is that there's power in 12 a.m. and 12 p.m. Now, obviously, if you are in a time zone of 12 a.m. on the East Coast, let's say, and somebody's at 12 p.m. on the West Coast, that doesn't sync up. So I use the example of New Jersey, California, Germany, and South America. Those are all different time zones. You would have to coordinate it so that everybody is doing the chi out at the exact same time, which means it might be 12 a.m. at the lead person, the point person's location, which is obviously the one you want to go from. But it's obviously going to be 9 p.m. in California, and the other locations is going to be different. Obviously, if you're all in the same time zone, syncing up at those times is imperative. Now, 12 a.m., 12 p.m., a lot of times people will say to me, well, 12 a.m., I'll be sleeping. And in that case, then you want to move it to a time that that you're awake. Like I said, these are the ideal times, 12 a.m., 12 p.m. You're going to get your best results at those times. Now, what I would do is I would actually set an alarm at 12 a.m. And if I was triangulating with somebody and we were trying to accomplish something for somebody, I would actually have on my watch an alarm that would go off at like 5 minutes to 12. And I would get up where if I was in bed or whatever, and I would say to my wife, I got to go downstairs and take care of something. And I would get into my meditation chair and I would start sending out the chi. You only need to send the chi out for about 5 to 10 minutes. This is not like an hour long type of scenario. You get built up, you infuse your body with energy, and you send out really good chi for 5 to 10 minutes. Now remember, when you're the lead triangulation person, the point person, you're taking your energy and you're sending it to the target. And you've got the concept of what you want. Whereas your triangulation partners are more or less sending you really good energy for you to use. They may or may not have as many specifics as you do, and sometimes that's not the case. For example, if you get a steady triangulation team and you start sending out the chi at regular times, 12 and 12, you don't necessarily have to all have the same target. So let's say you had 10 people that were doing this chi. They were doing a chi circle. And you just knew that every day at 12 and 12 that we were all going to send the chi out. And that means that it's going into that circle and it's going to assist everyone in that circle. So I may need that chi for business. Somebody else may need that chi for healing. Someone else may need that chi to get a new job. Others may need that chi to, let's say, take care of a relationship or whatever the case might be. But we're putting that chi into that circle and each one of us is taking the chi and using it for our own purposes, but we're using it as almost like a community pot of energy. So I don't necessarily need to know what everybody is using that community chi for. I just need to know that I can feel it. And here's the funny thing about this. You get some triangulation partners together, you will feel them. It is the weirdest thing. I mean, you'll be laying down at 12 a.m. and if you forgot to do it, all of a sudden you'll wake up because you will feel this chi running through your body. And obviously, the more people, the more you're going to feel it. With three people, you can still feel it if they're strong enough, but you'll feel it. And then it automatically triggers you to go ahead and start doing it. You want to be very specific with the results you are seeking. And that's the important thing, is that if we set up a triangulation where we all knew what the outcome was and the results were, that's very, very good. But the lead person, the point person that is looking for the manipulation, you need to really know the results you're seeking. And like I said, it's secondary of the other people because they're really using their chi to boost up to yours. You want to do it every day at 12 and 12 until the objective has been accomplished. Also, if you get a good triangulation team together, you just do it every day at 12 and 12, no matter what. That is the time. It could be 10 and 10. It could be 9 and 9. Whatever time you decide on as a team, you do it every day at that time. And like I said, you're going to use that chi to manipulate for whatever you might need. Now, I might be part of a chi circle team, let's say, and I'm sending the chi out every day at 12 and 12. I may send some out for my objectives, but I also know that I'm boosting up somebody else. And again, I'm only going to do it with people I trust. I'm only going to do it with people I know, because I don't want somebody in that group that I don't trust their energy or their mind is not straightened out enough where they could actually be causing more harm than good. And that's why you got to select people properly. How to send the chi. Obviously, we're going to circulate the chi out. We've talked a lot about circulating the chi. Every exercise pretty much that we do is circular chi, from the blood washing to the screens. Everything is done in that circular pattern. So you know how to circulate that chi out. And that's essentially how you can do it. You don't need anything. You don't need any tools. You don't need anything to do that circular chi other than just being able to circulate it out and thinking about that chi whipping out. And when you get good at it, it's like second nature to you. However, you can use a chi stick. If you have a chi stick, obviously that's going to assist you. You're going to use that kind of that cauldron technique where you spin the stick or you hold the stick and you wave that energy out in a circular pattern. So you can certainly use the chi stick whenever you want to. Oftentimes, if I'm doing 12 and 12, I may not have a chi stick handy. I may be actually in my car, and I'll pull over to the side of the road for 5 minutes, and I'll send the chi out at 12 p.m. And then at 12 a.m., if I'm laying up in my bed, I may not necessarily get up, go get my chi stick, and do it that way, but you can certainly do it that way. Again, we want to keep everything modified so that you're not just getting stuck into one concept, like, oh, if I don't have a chi stick, I can't do it. No, that's not true. The chi stick helps, but you don't need it. Good feeling, cool chi. We've been saying this from the beginning. Probably every module that we've done from day one is all about this good feeling, cool chi. And that yin energy, you want to send it out. You want to make people feel good when you're, especially when you're sending the chi out this way and you've got this chi team working on it. Everyone has to be on the same page. You don't want, you know, let's say five people that have great chi and then the sixth person is all yanged out and they're just, you know, in a miserable mood. No, that's not the person that you want on the team, for sure. You want it to be euphoric and blissful. You want that energy when it hits somebody that it just blows them over with happiness and euphoria and, like I said, blissfulness, where they're almost giddy. They're happy, and they can feel that energy coming from you. Subconsciously, they know that. You can also send a color. Refer back to the color training and send a brilliant color to them that's going to make them feel good, that's going to cause them to react in a way that is favorable for you. So again, we're combining a lot of different techniques here. These are techniques that, you know, the color technique is not just exclusive to one type of situation. You can blend it, mix it with different techniques. This energy is going to cause you to feel real good. Now, that's a subliminal suggestion. That's a message that you're directly sending to somebody. That's probably the message that I send the most whenever I do this for anybody at any time. This energy is going to cause you to feel real good. Because one thing I know is that if I help somebody to feel good, feel real good, then they're going to be more likely to do what I ask them to do. Especially since they know subconsciously that good energy is coming from me, even if they don't believe it. You want to picture it enveloping the target with all of this good feeling energy. You want to wrap that package with color, sound, and energy. The sound could be this wonderful music that hits them. And again, it's almost like you're hitting them with a chi bomb that just causes so much good feelings. And it just, from every angle, from the color, the sound, the energy, you can even make it fragrant to some extent, that it smells like the best thing, like a vanilla or something that everyone loves, or flowers. I stay away from the smells because if I don't know what somebody likes to smell, I'm not going to send them something like that. I typically do the sound, the color, and the energy. And I use a nice, brilliant white energy or a light energy that wraps around them. When I say wrap the package is the target of that person. And you can't go wrong using techniques like this. Now, you can use the same thing. You can take that chi circle and you can put a target in the middle. So let's say you wanted to heal somebody or you want to make them feel really good. You put them in the center of that circle, and then the individuals around the circle would circulate the chi towards that person in the circle and cause them to feel really good or to heal them. Let's go over some advanced concepts because this stuff is just really great. You want to be able to circulate the chi while you're asleep. It's while asleep. Okay, I guess that works. And this is a concept that I've been practicing for years, and it is advanced because a lot of times people don't really recognize how well or how often you can get additional exposure to your training by doing while you're sleeping. And so if I've got something I want to take care of, I'm going to circulate the chi while I sleep with good, euphoric, blissful energy to accomplish what I'm looking to do. And this is kind of what I would say. I'm penetrating deep into my subconscious mind. I have the ability to send my energy across time and space. As I sleep tonight, I direct my subconscious to circulate the chi out every hour on the hour for 5 minutes for the purpose of, and then I include the target. The energy will be euphoric and blissful and will cause, again, the target to know this is a win-win situation and in their best interest. Now, what I'm doing is I'm lacing my chi with this thought, with this affirmation, with this command, with this suggestion to influence the target. Obviously, you can modify whatever it is you say, but I've been saying something like this every day when I use it for probably 15 years. So, you know, this has worked for me. I assume it's going to work for you as well. It's really just getting into a routine. If there's something else you'd like to say, by all means, use it. I'm not saying you have to use this particular concept. But now, the first couple times that you do this, though, here's what I want you to do. I want you to visualize what that looks like. And so, well, I would probably not be in my bed. I would go away from my bed, and I would go to my meditation area. Now, if your meditation area is your bed, obviously just stay there. But in my situation, I have a meditation chair that I use. It's a Lazy Boy or a recliner chair. And I would sit in that chair. And the first couple times that I would actually send the chi out at night like this, where I'm specifying when I want to send it out, is I'm going to set the parameters up. So I visualize in my mind as I'm lying down and close my eyes, I visualize what time it is. So let's say it's 10 o'clock at night, and I visualize that if I fall asleep by 11, that every hour on the hour, so 12, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, and whatever to whatever time I wake up, I envision that clock. And as I envision that clock, I visualize that clock. As I see that clock and I go to 12 o'clock, I just see this little circle of chi circulating out at 12, and I see a little circulation of chi at 1 o'clock and 2 o'clock and so on and so forth. And I imagine that energy circulating out and being feeling so good and so relaxed that everybody feels it. It's an amazing concept when you do something like this. And again, you're training yourself. The other way you could do it is as you're lying down, is the way I just mentioned was visualizing the clock in your head. So if I were visualizing that clock in my head, or, you know, putting it into my third eye area, I'm visualizing it like I'm looking at the clock. Now, the next way to do it is to visualize yourself as the clock, very similar to what we've done in the clockwise rotations, and picture the chi circulating at each point. So 12 being the top of your head, the 1 being probably at your shoulder, the 2 being at your elbow crease, and the 3 being, you know what I'm saying? So, I mean, you're getting a visualization on your body, and you're visualizing that circulation of the chi. You probably need to do this for several nights to condition the subconscious mind that this is how I want to send the energy out. So you're not haphazard. You're not just going, oh, I'm penetrating deep in my subconscious mind, I'm sending the energy out. No, you're specific. You're laying it out in very specific details. Now, again, if I'm using this triangulation, I'm not telling all my partners I'm going to be doing this at night. I'm not expecting them to send it out every hour on the hour, every half hour as the hours go by. You can set up any way you want. You could set it up continuously. I wouldn't do that. I mean, wear yourself out. But I would do it every hour in the hour to start out with, and only for 5 minutes. You notice I specify 5 minutes. I don't say for 2 hours. Okay, keep the concentration tight. When you keep it tight, you get really good results. You want to direct the target precisely. You will like this. It will allow you to. So, for instance, if I was buying this car for $4,000 instead of $5,000, you will like this deal. It's a win-win situation. It will allow you to pay for some bills or to get a new car yourself. It will cause you to feel really good that you allowed me to get the car at a price I desired, and at the same time, you were able to make money as well. You will know this is the right decision. You will notice a good feeling of energy, and subconsciously, you'll know it's from me. And again, this is a little bit different than what I did the last time, but again, I'm setting up some specific bullet points that I want to use. And this is exactly how I do it. You'll notice that every one of these points is an affirmation that feels good to them. You will like this. It will allow you to X. It'll cause you to feel real good. Again, that's the key. You will know this is the right decision. So they will know it's the right decision to make. And then they will know that this good feeling of energy came from you. So they're happy with the deal. In conclusion, depending on partners, you want to use the triangle or circular structure. So obviously, three partners, you get a concept of the triangle. You're still circulating it out circularly. But if you got more than three, obviously, you're using more of a circle structure. Always specify the result you desire. Know in your mind what it is you want. Even write it down on a piece of paper. In the beginning, that's what I would do. In fact, when I would work with triangulation partners, I would talk to them on the phone and say, okay, what is it that you're looking to accomplish? And I would write down a couple bullet points, like three bullet points for each of them. And then when I was sending that chi out, I would hit those bullet points for each of those people. And I would send that energy out with that thought impression right there. You don't want to send the energy out if you're not in a good mood or energy level. For instance, if I committed to do the energy at 12 and for whatever reason, let's say I just got in an argument with my wife or something, I would either have to yin down in order to make that energy feel good, or I'm just going to bail out. I'm not going to send the energy out. Sending that energy out or negative type energy is worse than sending zero energy out. Now, obviously, you're, like I said, you're always vibrating. You're always, you know, oscillating, that energy is always going out. But the fact of the matter is that I don't want to get into it where I'm consciously sending energy out when I'm not in a good mood. Send out the energy at the same time every day. When you're working with a team, that's really a key. You can do it the other way too. I mean, obviously you could say, hey, I'm just going to send some great energy out for you. That works fine too. But the whole purpose of having a system in place is allowing you to get together with individuals that have a common energy, that have a common likeness to them, where they can send the energy out to be most effective. If you do it just as, well, hey, I'm going to send some energy out for you, it works, but it doesn't work as strong because you're not getting that exponential effect. I'm doing it, let's say, 9 a.m., somebody's doing it at 10 a.m., another person's doing it at 11:30, and then somebody does it at 12. Yes, you're getting the energy, but it's not that accumulation effect. When you do it at that same time, it just magnifies the results that you're going to get. And that's really what you want to do. You want to know that you can magnify those results and get, you know, exceptional, amazing things to happen. You want to package the chi to be delivered. Now, what I mean by that is packaging it with the color, packaging it with that emotion, packaging it with that good feeling, packaging it with a sound. You know, like, for instance, if you were listening to a subliminal sound wave, you would transmute that sound wave in that chi that you sent out. You'd be surprised how that can come off. I can send you a song and send it in the energy, and you would hear that song. And it'd be funny if it was a song you never heard before, and then I sent you that song after that, you would say, you know what? I've heard that song before, but I don't know where. I sent it to you in my chi. Always know the power you have in your hands at all time. And again, I've been saying this for the last couple modules, because as we get closer and closer to this instructor level training, these techniques that I'm giving you are truly, these are the most powerful techniques that are out there. These are techniques that, you know, really seriously, put in the wrong hands, they can be manipulated in the wrong way. Because you see, the difference between what you're learning and what other people are learning is let's say you take somebody that has zero chi energy ability at all, and you gave them these techniques. They would actually get these techniques to work, and they would get them to work pretty well. However, take the same or a different group that has an enhanced amount of chi energy that they've built up physically, mentally, and spiritually. I mean, you're talking a whole different ball game. You're talking the Incredible Hulk of chi development versus puny human, you know, so to speak. And that's what we're talking about. That's why the power's here, and that's why you got to be selective of who you work with. That's why you've got to understand their objectives, make sure that everybody's on the same page energetically. You've all got the similar type of good feeling, euphoric and blissful energy, and it's going out as a win-win situation so that everybody's benefiting. I know you're going to get awesome results with this when you get your triangulation partners. And of course, if you want to work with me, you know, you need to contact me and we can talk about it and see if you're the right person to, you know, work with us with triangulation. If you've got something you need to work with, have any questions, you know, certainly let me know. It's a very unique concept that, like I said, I've only taught a couple different times in this very specific emitting way that you're sending out the chi. So again, the difference is you're using all aspects of your body. You're using spiritual, mental power, and you're using the physical energy that you're actually physically sending out. And that's really the difference between just doing it one way. Most people that just do it mentally, they're just getting a little bit of activity out there. Whereas when we're doing it mentally, spiritually, and physically, we're getting a lot more out there. And when we understand that process, we're going to get much better results than just about anybody else that's using it. I've enjoyed sharing this information with you. I've also put this together in an audio file, so you can listen to that as many times as you want. I recommend that you do go back and listen to it. And then practice it. Start putting in the flight time and getting these results that I've talked about and see how well it works for you. I think you're going to get a great amount of enhancements to your chi and your training and the individuals you work with by implementing this very special triangulation process. Thanks for watching and have a great day. So long.